And now for a big action movie that boasts the name of one old guy everyone has heard of. Sylvester Stallone's latest film, The Expendables, arrives at a theater near you this weekend. Critic Kenneth Turan has our review.
How expendable is The Expendables? That depends on who you are and why you're asking. If you want to see old-fashioned Sylvester Stallone-style mayhem, co-written, directed by, and starring the man himself, nothing I can say will stop you.
Bring me money! Here! Now!
You want the money?
The Expendables, in case you couldn't guess, are top-of-the-line mercenaries whose motto is, if the money's right, we don't care what the job is. They're also the kind of guys who trade witticisms before blowing Somali pirates out of the water.
Drop your guns!
Why don't you take the two on the right and leave the rest alone?
You should take the two on the right. You're not that fast anymore.
Bullets go faster than blades. Everything faster is light.
We'll see.
This film has so many action stars, they're listed by last name on the theatrical posters like a high-powered team of urologists. These include Dolph Lundgren, Jason Statham, and Jet Li, who tell Stallone what he really needs is a raise in pay.
I need more money.
Why is that?
I work harder than the rest.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Everything is harder for me because I'm smaller. I mean, when I travel, I need to go farther.
I know, because you're smaller, right?
Yes.
The job the Expendables accept has them disguised as members of the Global Wildlife Conservancy on a visit to a mythical South American island named Villena. Besides old-school action and bracing explosions, this is the kind of film that features lines like, "Don't talk to me, cockroach," and "Friends don't let friends die alone." For the Expendables would have you understand that they are not just behemoths with biceps as big as the Ritz. They have hearts and souls and, yes, tarnished ideals they are all too eager to tell you about. Friends may not let friends die alone, but bogus philosophizing is business as usual for these over-the-hill bad boys.
The movie is The Expendables. Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.